朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
你们有没有这个问题？
Do you have this question?
有人举手了哈。
Yeah.
我恐怕很多人都还不知道这里有问题。
Maybe some don't even know that there's a conflict.
所以没有问题。
Therefore, there's no question.
请大家注意到十三节这里所说的。
Actually, verse 13 is saying,
在这里讲到叫人成圣、身体洁净，都还是指的外面来说的。
Actually, it talks about the outward cleansing of the flesh.
它是重在讲洁净 ，sanctify， 不是讲说你变成 holy， 变成圣洁。
So it's sanctifying our flesh. It's not making us holy.
所以当他们不小心沾染死亡，例如说家里有人死掉了，不小心碰到死尸啊。
So if they accidentally touch something that is unclean, like a dead body,
这个叫做不洁净。
Then they become unclean.
他摸到了腐败的东西，不洁净的东西，这个叫做不洁净。
If they touch something unclean, they become defiled and unclean.
祭司在侍奉的时候沾染到尘土不洁净。
So when a priest is on duty and touches some dust, he becomes unclean.
这些东西是重在 sanctify 或是 purify 或是 cleanse 他们。
So therefore, these the blood of bulls and goats, they is to cleanse them and purify them.
不是讲到生命里面，或是讲到我们里面的这个罪的洁净。
But it is not to remove their sinful nature and make their nature holy.
好，我现在没有时间讲第四个。
The fourth question.
照着二十三节，照着天上样式做的物件，必须用这些祭物去洁净，但那天上的本物，自然当用更美的祭物去洁净。因为基督并不是进了人所所造的圣所，乃是进了天啊！不，我上次讲过，不是天堂哈，这是中国人的翻译，中国人喜欢有个地方啊，这进了天 into heaven。如今为我们显在神的面前，我就想问弟兄姊妹，既然是属天的
，Okay, now from verse 23 to 24 and chapter 9, since these are heavenly things.
这个经文好像讲到进到天堂，进到天上去了。
It seems like this verse is saying that he has gone into heaven.
难道天上有污秽吗？
Then is there still defilement and unclean things in heaven?
难道天上还有不洁吗？
Is there still something unclean in heaven?
有没有这样子的问题？
Do you have these questions?
你看，你们总是有一个，不能让我逃过哈。
Okay, we always have someone.
所以在这里不是讲到天上有一个地方，然后有一个更大的一个帐幕。
So here it is not saying that there's a place in heaven where there's a bigger tabernacle.
这里讲到天上的本物。
But the substance, the original thing in heaven.
我看过各式各样的解经家不同的讲法，还是包括犹太人拉比的讲法。
I have read
那个信主不然包括犹太信主的人的讲法。
I've read through a lot of interpretations of theologians, even including a Jewish Christian Jews.
但是我个人在这里觉得，这里天上的本物。
Here it says,
是指到我们这些蒙恩的人和这些蒙恩的人一切的侍奉和敬拜来说的。
So here it said the heavenly things actually in verse 23 is talking about all of us who have been blessed and saved.
我们今天是在新约的境界，是在属灵的实际里面来侍奉神。
Today we are in the new covenant and we serve God in the spiritual reality.
但是并不代表我们这些侍奉的人，或是我们所在侍奉在聚会的时候，我们这个人就不需要洁净，我们还是有很多的掺杂。
But it doesn't mean that all of us who are already saved, we do not need any cleansing because we are still can be corrupted.
虽然就的地位来说，我们已经与基督一同升到天上，但是就着我们的生命，就着我们的侍奉，我们各方面来说，我们还是有很多的掺杂需要被洁净。
Even though we have been elevated into heaven position-wise, while we're still on earth and we serve God, it's possible that we still have, we mix with our flesh and uncleanness.
你看，我回答问题已经用掉我大部分的时间了。我现在开始正式进入我的信息。
And now I will start my message.
那其实我的回答问题也是信息，对不对
？Actually, my answering of the questions is part of my message.
刚才我们讲到希伯来书第八章，告诉我们基督的三个角色。
We just mentioned about the three roles Christ plays in the.Chapter 8.
其中第二个他告诉我们他进到的帐幕是一个属天的是一个属灵的是一个 true 真实的 tabernacle.
And the tabernacle that he enters is a true heavenly spiritual tabernacle.
换句话说他要把我们一切属地的东西看得见的东西带进那个看不见属天的境界和层次里面。
He wants to bring all the earthly and visible things into the invisible spiritual.
关于这个点我们只要把我给大家的纲要上的这四节经文看完基本上也差不多了哈。第一个是八章五节他说他们供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像
Let's go through these scripture verses First, Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5 They serve the copy and shadow of heavenly things
看到没有它是 copy and the shadow of the heavenly things 就是天上事情的 copy跟这个形状跟影像
So what they serve is the copy and shadow of the heavenly things
啊，所以这个哥罗西书我们上次也已经读过了哈，这些东西通通都是后世的影儿它的本体是基督
So these are all the shadows of the things to come and the substance is Christ
那第二个我们看这里八章的第一节到第二节他说我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的就是我们有这样的大祭司已经坐在天上是大者宝座的右边在圣所就是在真帐幕里做执事这里讲到在天属天的境界了
Hebrews 8 chapter 8 verse 1 to 2 it says that now he's sitting in the heavenlies
而且这个帐幕是主所知的不是人所知的换句话说都已经脱离了属地属人的层次
and this true tabernacle is erected by the Lord it's not of man or the earth
第三节经文九章十一节他说但现在基督已经来到做了将来美事的大祭司经过那更大更全备的帐幕不是人手所造的也不是属乎这个世界的换句话说就不是属地的了
Now, Chapter 9 verse
11 它是一个属天的
So this is also a heavenly thing
那第四个
Fourth,
九章二十三节到二十四节
Chapter 9 verse 23 to 24
刚才我们读过了连照着天上样式照的物件都需要还要用祭物去洁净那更何况哈天上的本物自当用更美的祭物去洁净因为基督不是进了人所所造的圣所乃是进了天堂乃是进了天在天的境界里面
Verse 23 to 24
所以我们看见这么多的经文都把我们带到天天天
So all these verses bring us back to heaven
弟兄姊妹我只是想问大家听了这么多以后你觉得这些东西怎么用到21世纪今天的你跟我身上
Now let me ask you After we hearing about all these verses How do we apply these verses into 21st century our daily life
我们很多都是在看得见摸得着的里面我们在这里生活在这里侍奉
Because we live in this visible world and we serve in this visible world
但是神却在乎属天的
But yet God cares about the heavenly things
神在乎属灵的
God cares about the spiritual things
就是一切的东西如果你只有遗文的旧样你只有传统的话我不是说都不好哈，但是他你可能已经失去了他的精义失去了他最重要的地方
But if we only live and operate and serve in the religious code and forms, they're not bad, but we might have already lost the spiritual essence and meaning.
你只知道 what, 但是你不知道 why, 你甚至不，你就是这样子。
We might know the how and what, but we don't, we might know the how, but not what.
We don't know why.
Oh, we don't know why.
我不知道为什么。
I don't know why.
我常举的一个例子哈。
Oftentimes I will give you example.
有一些新来的，所以不是老来的，就是old timer， 请你们原谅我哈。就是我常常讲的感恩节烤火鸡的故事啊。
So the example I often use, forgiving me for repeating.
有两个人刚结婚了。
There's a newlywed couple.
到了圣诞节，这个新娘就烤火鸡给先生吃。
So around Christmas time, the bride would bake a turkey for her husband.
她买了火鸡以后就把它切一半。
Then after she bought the turkey, she would cut it into half.
然后放进去烤，当然要中间要一些过程哈，放进去烤。
She would marinate it and then she would bake.
然后过了三四个小时，是不是要三四个小时
？And after 3 or 4 hours.
啊，烤出来以后放出来，再把另外一半放进去烤。
She would take out the first half and then put in the second half to bake.
那这个新郎就问他说：“你为什么要分两次烤？”
So her husband asked, "Why do you cut the turkey into half and bake it twice?"
他说：“我妈都是这么做的，我不知道为什么。”
She said, "I don't know, but my mom, that's the way my mom did it."
所以后来有一天回丈母娘家的时候，他就问丈母娘。
So one day they went back to visit her mom, and so he asked her.
他说：“为什么烤火鸡要分两次烤？”
Why did you have to bake the turkey twice?
没想到他丈母娘说：“我也不知道为什么，因为我的妈妈都是这样子烤。”
To his surprise, her mom says, "I don't know. My mom used to do it this way."
他说：“下次你问她。”
Maybe you can ask her.
所以终于又有一天去见了 grandma.
And finally, one day he went to visit the grandma.
他就问说：“这个 grandma 啊，这个你为什么烤火鸡要分两次烤？”
So he asked grandma, "Why did you have to bake turkey twice?"
他说：“为什么要分两次？我们那时候烤箱这么小，只能分两次。你们现在不需要分两次啊。”
She says, "Well, it's very simple. Our oven used to be very small. That's why we had to cut the turkey twice. You guys don't have to do that anymore."
你相不相信？今天如果有人问你说，你们教会为什么每个礼拜要剥饼？别的教会都一个月一次。
Well, let me ask you. If someone asks, why does your church have breaking of bread communion every single week, and then other churches only have once a month?
你说这是我们教会牧长职做的决定。
You say, well, that's a decision from ministers and deacons and elders.
那你就跑去有一天把一个执事拉下来说，哎，你们我们为什么要每个礼拜擘饼
？So maybe one day you go and ask the deacon, why do we have communion every week?
我希望他们不是回答你说我也不知道，你去问余弟兄。
I hope they don't give you answers. I don't know. Ask brother.
我更希望你们来问我的时候，我不需要告诉你说我也不知道，请去问这个李弟兄。
And I hope that when you come to ask me, I wouldn't tell you. I don't know. Go ask Brother Watchman Nee.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道属灵的实际到底是什么。
We have to know what's the spiritual reality.
好，所以有一些人就是受不了别人祷告没有奉主耶稣的名。
Some people cannot stand it when others pray.Without closing with in Jesus' name.
请你们不要误会哈，我绝对觉得祷告应该奉主耶稣的名。
Please don't misunderstand. Of course, I think we pray in Jesus' name.
但是我只是想跟你讲，多少人在那里奉主耶稣基督的名，在祷告中充满了控告，跟这个埋怨啊。
But yet, let me tell you, there are a lot of Christians who pray in Jesus' name, and yet their prayers are full of accusation and complaints.
什么叫奉主耶稣的名
？So what does it mean by praying in Jesus' name?
Hey, 你们天天都在用，到底奉主耶稣名的意义在哪里
？So what's the meaning and significance of praying in Jesus' name?
有没有年轻的孩子告诉我 ，Jack？
Any young people can tell me?
为什么 in the name of Jesus 这么重要 ？Nancy 阿姨连跟公司留话都是讲到最后都 in the name of Jesus。
Important that once Sister Nancy left a message at work, and then at the end she says in Jesus' name.
同意你，哦，你要 Jesus 同意你啊。
You want Jesus to agree with you?
啊，这那是 threatening 还是什么
？It's a threatening.
弟兄姊妹，奉主耶稣的名，第一个讲到我们的不配，我们需要靠着他。我们才有资格祷告，对不对
？When we pray in Jesus' name, first reason is that we are not worthy. We have to pray in His name, and through Him, we have the privilege of prayer.
第二个，当我们讲到奉主耶稣基督的名的时候
，And secondly, when we say we pray in Jesus' name,
讲到我们降服在他的主权权柄底下
，We surrender under His sovereignty and authority.
因为父已经把超乎万民之上的名赐给了他。
Because the Father God has given him a name above all names.
叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
So that all that is in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will bow and proclaim that he is Lord.
所以第三个原因，奉主的名，是我们执掌他的权柄。
The third reason that we pray in Jesus' name because we can reign.For him.
叫一切万有都要符合降服在神的旨意底下
So that all will surrender under his will
那你看发现我们今天奉主耶稣的名随便就说了对不对
But now we casually say in Jesus' name
我们一面在这里祷告，一面在这里埋怨神啊！如果你是公义的神，你要叫他好起来，你好大胆啊！
Yeah, when we pray, we complain to God, we accuse Him. God, if you are God, you should heal him.
你是神还是他是神
？So who is God? Are you God or He is God?
我们真的在他面前那么 humble, 那伏在他的权下吗
？Are we really humble and surrender before Him?
所以弟兄姊妹，你要晓得很多的东西，我们已经失掉了属灵的实际了。
So we have to know and see that we have lost a lot of spiritual reality.
所以希伯来的作者就是要把当时的犹太人全部落在外面的宗教遗文旧样里面，要带回到属天的境界。
So the author of the book of Hebrews is trying to bring Israelites who have fallen into the forms and regulation into spiritual reality.
让你知道神要的是什么，我们该有的境界是什么，要 back to the beginning， 回到神的心意里面去。
So that we will be back to the beginning and know what exactly God wants in His heart.
第二件事情
Secondly,
他不光讲到基督是一切属天不是不光要把我们带回到属天的境界和城市里面去
Not only that, he will bring us back to the heavenly realm
他告诉我们基督就是这个属灵的实际就是属天的实际
And he's telling us that Christ is the spiritual reality and is the heavenly reality
我们刚刚 所读过的那一段圣经好我不晓得你还记得多少
I don't know if you still remember the passage we just read.
回家好好读，但是我帮大家复习，至少提到五件事情。
Let me review for you. At least the passage mentioned about five things.
第一个
First,
在这里讲到侍奉敬拜的地方。
The place of a service and worship.
原来是有一个属地的帐幕。
Before there was an earthly tabernacle.
现在是一个属天的。
Now there's a heavenly tabernacle.
第二件事情
Second,
它原来是 有这个属地礼拜的条例
There used to be ordinances of these services and worship
还有诸般的规矩
And all kinds of regulations
洗濯的事情、啊、各样洁净之礼、啊、现在通通都要带到属天的境界
Regarding rules about washing and stuff And now everything will be brought back to the heavenly realm
第三整个所有侍奉祭祀的中心人物这位大祭司现在也是属天的了是耶稣基督亲自来做了
And now the central character of all of these services the high priest is now being replaced by Jesus Christ
第四个在这里所献的祭物礼物也完全脱离了公牛公羊而是变成基督自己是那更美的祭物
And also the sacrifices that used to be bulls and calves and now is being replaced by Christ himself
连血都是用自己的血
Even the blood is the blood of Christ.
第五个
Fifth.
这个所有属天属灵侍奉带下来的结局
And all the results, the consequences of these services.
带下来的结果
And the result.
就是他一次就完成了永远赎罪的事
That he once for all accomplished the redemption.
这是整个旧约 system 不能够完成的那过了1500年都不能完成
It is not something that the old system of the, in the Old Testament can accomplish even in 1500 years
没有基督的话是永远都不可能完成的
Without Christ it can never be accomplished
所以这个是消极上的他完成了赎罪的事
So passively he has accomplished the redemption
积极的事情
But more positive and actively
他成为先锋为我们尽了幔类他要把我们带到神的面前
He has become our pioneer, the forerunner And he will bring all of us to God.
刘子，我不晓得怎么跟你们说，讲到希伯来书，你就想跳起来了。
I don't know how to describe to you, but then whenever we talk about these things, I just want to jump around.
你真摸着属天，摸到属灵的境界，你真的是要跳起来的。
If you can really touch the realm of spiritual and heavenly, you will leap for joy.
我准备几个图画给你们看一下
哈。Prepare some slides for you.
想看更多，想听更细的，给你们广告。明年他第一个 quarter 讲摩西五经。
Let me have some commercials. If you want to know more about the details, beginning of next year, the first quarter, I will teach you the Pentateuch.
这个会幕的图哈是他们仿照真正的。我听说最近在这附近也有一个教会做了一个仿照的会幕，孩子都去看过了哈。那这个是在红海北边，以塔拉北边大概30 miles的地方吧，他们照了一个仿照会幕的样子。
So this is a model that they built.
他们的尺寸 everything 都一样、啊、这是一个会幕的形状
So this is a model that they built north of Red Sea
地上的
It's earthly、
啊、但是很有价值至少在神百姓中间、有1500年
It's very valuable for God's people
这个圣殿都是根据它的
Because the holy temple was built after the tabernacle、
我们要特别提一下为什么希伯来的作者要带我们回会幕而不用圣殿
Let me mention again, why the author of Hebrew wants to talk about the tabernacle but not the holy temple.
因为当时的圣殿是希律王花的46年盖的，外邦人不信主的人盖的，只是为了讨好犹太人盖的。
Because at Bible time, the temple that they had was built by King Herod, by a Gentile king, the purpose was to please the Jews.
里面没有约柜。
There was no ark.
已经完全失去了当初的意义了。
It has lost the spiritual meaning.
一个神不在其中，基督不在其中的地方。
So it's a place that God was not there.
更不要说里面变成牛羊买卖兑换银钱一个贼窝。
So according to Jesus, it has become the den of robbers.
所以他带我们回到起初，回到山上的样式，神直接启示的。
Therefore, the author brought us back to the pattern that God revealed on the mountain.
好，我们再看下一章。啊、这是有人画的哈，这个周围云柱火柱在至圣所，百姓 对着会幕安营。
So this is a picture painted by an artist about a pillar of cloud and fire.
好，我们再看下一张。啊、这是会幕图，这是非常重要的啊。
And this is the layout of the tabernacle.
你发现希伯来的作者完全 skip 了外院，他直接讲圣所里面。
You will notice that the author of Hebrew completely skipped the outer court and just he goes directly into the holy place.
我们在讲摩西五经的时候讲到会幕的平面图有两种读法。
As we talk about this, we can actually read about the layout two ways.
第一个叫做恩典的路线。是 重在神施恩，重在他客观上的预备。
First is the path of grace. We emphasize on God's grace and God's preparation.
他是从里到外的，换句话说，从至圣所一直走出来的。
Then we will walk through this path, starting from the most holy place and all the way out.
讲到基督原来与神同享荣耀，为着我们，他来到我们中间。
So Christ was originally with God in glory, but for our sake, He came.
金灯台说到他成为世界之光，他成为生命之光。
And the golden lampstand describes that He became the light of the world.
陈设饼的桌子说到他成为生命之粮，他是成为众人的满足和生命的供应。
And the table of the showbread talks about that He became the bread of life and becomes our life.
金香坛说到他是那位身上高天尊荣的大祭司，长远活着替我们祈求，他替我们祷告。
And the golden altar talks that he is our high priest. He has passed through the heavens and now is interceding for us.
然后他在我们中间用主的话，用主的灵来洁净他的百姓。
And he cleansed.
这是洗濯盆讲的。
And this the wash basin talks about he cleansed.His people with his word and his spirit.
然后在祭坛，他为我们受害、被杀、献祭、流血舍命。
And the altar says that he became our sacrifices. He shed his blood for our sins.
啊，在营外受苦，带出外面去了。
And then he was brought outside of the camp and suffered for us.
这是从里到外。
So this is a path from the inner, the most holy place all the way out.
这是恩典的路线。
This is the path of grace.
这是重在神救恩上的给我们的预备，这是一个客观的。
Focusing on our objective experience and then that what God has prepared for us.
不管你信不信耶稣，神都已经为我们预备好了。
Whether you are a believer or not, God has already prepared.
第二个，从外面往里走，是从信心的路线来看。
Now the second path is from the outer court all the way in, and that is the path of faith.
从我们个人主观上蒙恩的经历来看。
Just from our subjective experience.
你一进来，你第一个碰到的就是祭坛。你必须接受耶稣基督的救赎，不然你不可能再往里走。
Soon as we enter into the tabernacle, the first thing we encounter is the altar, that we have to receive the salvation from Jesus Christ, otherwise we cannot go in anymore.
同样的，我们在基督里，我们不只得救了，我们在这里接受主的话，主的灵给我们的洁净和更新。
And also not only that we're saved, but through the word of Christ and also His Spirit, we are cleansed and renewed.
我们在金灯台面前，我们接受他生命之光的光照。
Before the golden lampstand, we receive the light from Him and we are enlightened.
我们在陈设饼桌子面前接受基督在生命里面给我们的供应。
Before the table of the showbread, we receive Christ as the bread of life.
而且他是放的十二个饼，是以色列十二个支派。换句话说，所有神儿女们的需要，他都能供应。
And then on the table, there are 12 breads. In other words, that all of the tribes are provided.
然后我们靠着他进到神面前的，他就为我们祷告，他长远活着为我们祈求，而且他能够拯救到底。
Anyone who comes to him, he will be able to save them to the end.
然后我们进到至圣所，我们在这里亲近神，在这里瞻仰神。
Now we enter into the holy place where we draw near to God, we behold him.
而且约柜里面的这三样东西，这个法版、金冠、马拉，还有亚伦发芽的杖，在这里讲到道路、真理和生命。
And now in the ark, there's a manna, there's a staff of Aaron that had been budded, and also the man,
还有亚伦发芽的杖。
The Aaron's staff.
对，这里讲到法版，说到让我们知道神要的是什么。The way, 到底我们要该怎么过生活侍奉。
There's also the tablet, the stone tablets of the law. It teaches us what exactly God wants.
玛纳是神所为我们预备的真理，预备的生命的粮食。
And manna is the bread that God has prepared for us, the truth.
亚伦发芽的杖说到这个复活生命的这个明证和权柄。
Aaron's staff that budded is that the witness and also the authority of this resurrected life.
上面是施恩座。
So on top is the mercy seat.
在上面是二基督伯。
And then on top of that is the two cherubims.
荣耀的神在那里跟我们相会，对我们说话。
And the glorious God will meet us there and speak to us.
你们能够明白我为什么说今天的讲道至少要十个小时吗？
Now you can understand why I said that I need at least 10 hours to go through this message.
我实在不忍心这样随便讲哈，所以摩西五经希望大家来听。
I really don't want to rush through these messages like this, so I hope that you will come to the class next year.
底下的图片很快的看一下。这是约柜的图样。
So this is the Ark of the Covenant.
这个是金香坛的图样。
And this is the golden altar of incense.
再往下，这是金灯台，有七盏灯。
And this is the golden lampstand with seven lamps.
然后再往下，这是陈设饼的桌子，十二个饼。
The table of showbread.
再往下是洗桌盆门口的。
And now is the laver, the wash basin.
这些话我现在不能一一细说了，套用希伯来作者的话。
Sorry, I cannot go over the details with you.
但是弟兄姊妹，如今基督已经来到。
But today Christ has come.
在这里这一节经文成为我们今天的结束。
And that will conclude our message today.
我们一起来看，我们看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
若山羊和公牛的血并母牛犊的灰撒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无耻的献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。在这里是圣经里面少数几节经文父子圣灵都在同一节经文里面出现。
This passage is one of the few passages where Father, Son and the Holy Spirit all appear together.
十四节讲到基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无耻的献给神，
that Christ through the eternal spirit offered himself to God without spot.
讲到这个伟大的救恩，三个一的神都在这里一起完成它。
So this great redemption is accomplished by this triune God.
所以难怪希伯来的作者说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
Therefore the author says, how can we escape the guilt if we neglect this great salvation.
三个一的神为我们所预备的救恩。
The salvation, the redemption prepared for us by this triune God.
洗净我们的心，除去我们的死刑，使我们可以来侍奉永生神。
That he cleansed us from the dead works so that we can serve this living God.
而且不仅仅这样。
Not only so.
他把整个旧约所有在信心里面凭着信心献祭的这些百姓们的罪都全部都赎掉了。
He also redeemed everyone's sin that redeemed everyone in the Old Testament time offered sacrifices by faith.
叫他们能够跟我们一起来承受所应许永远的产业。
So that they together can inherit this eternal inheritance with us.
对不起，我必须结束。我们唱一首歌做结束。
Okay, let's sing a song to conclude the
message. 我们唱285首。
Hymn 285.
这条诗歌应该站起来唱哈。
Stand up and sing.
我们就唱一二三三节。我们很喜乐的真的是在这里进到属天的境界里面来赞美他。
and seen this with joyful heart in the heavenly realm.
地上的帐幕是平面的。
Yes, the earthly tabernacle is flat, two-dimensional.
外院圣所至圣所。
The outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place.
新约这个属天的帐幕是垂直的。
But yet the tabernacle in the New Testament time is vertical.
外院在这个地上，基督在这个地上为我们被杀，被我们献祭，同祭坛在这个地上。
The outer court is on earth, where Jesus Christ died for us, and then the altar is on earth.
然后他为我们进入了那天上更大更全备的帐幕，而且进到至圣所，来到神的面前。
And now he has entered for us into God's presence, the most holy place in heaven.
所以我们新约的子民，属天的子民，我们的敬拜不应该在属地的层次。
Therefore we, the people of New Testament, we are redeemed. Our worship should not be horizontal.
我们的唱诗，我们的祷告，我们的读经，我们所有一切的侍奉都是向天去的，而且在天的境界里面。
Everything that we do, all of our services, our singing, reading the scriptures, should be in the heavenly realm.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。